Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. The world of dinner theater received a boost when Aspen Dream Productions came on the stage in 1997. Founded and created by Janice Louise Luckis, she brought her theatrical experience to this company that today sells out cruises on the Lady Catherine Cruise Line and throughout Connecticut. Our guest for today's chat is Janice Louise Luckis, the owner and operator and founder of Aspen Dream Productions, right here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Our guest for today is Janice Louise Luckis. Janice Louise Luckis founded Aspen Dream Productions, which creates dinner theater throughout Connecticut. Janice, thank you for coming on to Nutmeg Chatter.
Joe, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity.
I'm a big fan of your work. We are Facebook friends, and I have seen all of the wonderful things that you've done, especially one of the things that's so powerful that I already mentioned is the fact that your productions sell out. And that's a huge accomplishment if you're in theater in Connecticut.
It certainly is, and I'm really proud of it. And it's something that, it took years in the making for us to be able to do, and we don't take it lightly, that's for sure.
And you have a huge cast, it seems, for your productions. The many different productions, there are, how many people would you say?
Well, we employ over 30 actors right now.
That's huge. It feels like you're kind of managing a small army of theater. For those who are unfamiliar with the idea of just dinner theater in general, could you tell me or describe what is that like?
Well, we have a cast of 30 paid actors that work for Aspen Dream Productions. And so we have a revolving cast that that works for us throughout the year. And because our shows go on at all times, and we never know when a show is going to come up. So while there's 30 actors, we don't have 30 actors in each show. We might have anywhere from 12 to 15 of those artists in a show. And so that's basically how it works.
Now, what is this? What are some of the stories that are involved? What are some of the productions for Aspen Dream Productions?
Well, the story itself is a story of Uncle Franco. Uncle Franco is the mob character, and everybody loves Uncle Franco. Uncle Franco is a very charismatic fellow, and he is a mob guy, and he is a mob guy from New York, and he is based on somebody we all know and love, and he's a little bit of maybe an Archie Bunker kind of guy, and he gets into trouble. He has two families. He has the family that he was born into, and that is his wife, his ex-wife Stella. And then he has his goons, the guys that work for him. And we can all identify with that because we all have our relatives. And then we all have our work people. And each one of them are very important to us. We have our home life, and then we have our work life. And so it's both families that we can identify with.
Now, are these written by you?
They are. They are written by me. And so each one of the stories revolve around Uncle Franco. And for example, it might be Mob's Murder Mystery, or it might be, for better and for worse, Comedy Wedding. And so we have several stories that are written, and they're all about Uncle Franco. And we involve the audience in each one of these stories.
How is an audience involved in dinner theater such as this?
Well, what happens is that the moment that you come into the room, we involve the audience members. We break down the fourth wall, and it's really, really exciting. So as soon as the audience member comes into the room, they're greeted by Uncle Franco's goons. And what happens is we have Uncle Franco's men. They're dressed in tuxedos. And as soon as you walk into the door, you are greeted by them. You might meet Mario one-minute Mancini, Luigi the Squeegee Vendetta. And as soon as you are greeted at the door, we have to make sure that you're not carrying any weapons. And so we have scanners, and we have to make sure that you're not carrying any weapons whatsoever. And so you're greeted at the door, whatever the show may be. It could be the class reunion. We have to make sure that you're not packing any heat, because Uncle Franco wouldn't like that. And so we have to make sure that you are not packing any heat. And then you come in, and you're given a name tag. And the name tag might be anything. You might be a movie star, a politician, a gangster. And as soon as you walk into the door, you're brought in, you're ushered to the table. And we never talk about that it's a story. This is real life. And at all times, this is not a story or a play. And they might ask you, you know, where are you from? What's the name of this play? And we never break character ever at any time.
Oh, and so a good tip for the audience of the future, don't bring heat. Don't bring heat, because you will be checked at the door.
That's right.
So don't bring your heat if that's what you are planning on doing. And this is something where the audience does feel involved. So, and at the wedding storyline, they are guests at the wedding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're guests at a wedding, and you might be Marilyn Monroe, Arnold Schwarzenegger, anything, John Rowland, it doesn't matter. And you're going to be greeted at the door, because these are all friends of Uncle Franco. And everybody's a friend of Uncle Franco, obviously. And he's the head mob guy. I mean, he knows everybody, and he certainly knows you. And even if he's going to his class reunion, it doesn't matter. At the Italian wedding, mobs, murder, mystery, they all want to knock him off. I mean, everybody wants to knock off the boss, don't they? You want to knock off the boss. So that's what these are all about. And that's why these shows have sold out time and time again, because everybody can relate to them. And that's why we've been so successful.
Although, a note to my boss, we're not talking about you, just in general.
Sure.
What's the appropriate age for the audience members? Is this an all ages type production, or is there a recommended age of teen or above?
Well, we say that the shows are rated PG. We're very careful what we do. They're rated PG. So, you know, we obviously wouldn't say, we're saying ages 15 and up. Sure. So there's nothing that that we do that is sleazy or anything like that. But obviously, you know, Uncle Franco has a girlfriend, and sure. So there's innuendo.
Absolutely.
But it's all fun. And then we have professional singers and we have choreographed dances that are in it. So people are absolutely surprised. This is not your typical, I know some of you may have seen murder mysteries where they walk around, they shoot someone, somebody drops dead. This is not that at all. This is totally different than anything you've ever seen before.
And what I love about this idea is the fact that you could see a different Uncle Franco show depending on the time of the year. I know that there is a New Year's celebration. There is a wedding. There is a Halloween story as well. So depending, people could, fans of the Aspen Dream Production Company could see different shows at different times of the year. And so they're all going to be different.
That's right. We have a Halloween whodunit. And these are not, these are different than what you might expect, because Uncle Franco is around all times of the year. I mean, his gang has to attend all kinds of different types of events. And we have been around we're celebrating our 20th year.
Wow.
And so these are not events that are just thrown together. They are carefully prepared. And everything that we do, including all the music, the choreography, everything is carefully prepared for each and every event. They are not just these types of events that, that you may have seen that I'm sure are wonderful, but our events are put together very carefully. All our holiday events, we even have holiday events that are put together. But Uncle Franco makes sure that each event is done very carefully. And our holiday events, our Halloween events, are done very, all the preparation that is involved, the singing, and everything is put together very, very carefully for all of our audiences.
Well, you know, when we come back on Nutmeg Chatter, we're going to continue that discussion about how production is put together and how was it originally put together when we will talk further with Janice Louise Luckis, the owner and creator and founder of Aspen Dream Productions. We'll be back in Nutmeg Chatter just after this. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Our guest today is Janice Louise Luckis, the owner and founder of Aspen Dream Productions. We've been talking about the company that creates dinner theater, where there are different stories throughout the year, so you can see a different Aspen Dream Productions storyline and be a part as the dinner, as the guest at these shows. You are a part of the production. You are part of the proceedings that occur, which makes it a very exciting event for all the attendees. I like to learn about how you discovered your love of theater. Was that something that you always wanted to do from when you were younger? Is it something that you discovered in school? How did you become involved in theater?
Oh, well, everybody, all actors have some sort of a story. And so mine wasn't that unique. But, I started acting when I was a kid. And then that's all I wanted to do is I wanted to act. And so I went to school at University of Connecticut and studied theater and management. And so what I did was I studied that. And frankly, that's all I wanted to do was act. And that's what I did. So I acted, I did some commercials and things like that. But obviously, it's very difficult to make a living in it. And the competition is so incredibly difficult. I went to California, and then I wanted to make a living. But then you go to auditions, and you find yourself in a room with people that look identical to you. And their creativity is probably as good, if not better, than you. And so I quickly found that out. And then I quickly found out that I wasn't probably going to make a living at it. So then I went into human resources and made a living in human resources. And then I joined a group that was doing environmental theater, and I didn't know anything about environmental theater. Hmm. And then I really fell in love with it. It was so different than stage theater, and I learned more and more and more about it. And then I decided that this is what I wanted to do. And so I put my money where my mouth was. And if I knew how difficult it was, I would never have done it.
Environmental theater. Is that the term that I should be using when describing Aspen Dream Productions?
Well, that's the term I use, yes. Yeah. And that is where we're talking about improvisational theater, environmental theater, using the entire room as a theatrical event. And so I decided to study it. And I went and I took courses at Yale University. And I was doing some directing at the time. But deciding to start a company to do it is a totally different thing. And with the help of my husband, Dave, and trying to decide to do something like this is far different than just knowing about theater.
But there are definitely steps along the way there where you're acting and you learn that and you take courses in that. And then you want to learn to direct. So you go to Yale. It's a great place to... If you're going to learn some directing, I guess Yale would be a great place to do that.
Yeah.
And from there, you then take another large leap, which is to create your own company. Now, in between that time, were you writing your own material? Were you writing your own plays?
Joe, I had no intention of writing. Are you kidding? I mean, I had no intention of writing. I just thought I would start this company. And so that was the unique part about it. But then I started looking at scripts and I thought they were terrible. And they were these weird murder mystery things that I thought were really not funny at all. Mm. So I just you know, I was a business writer, in which is far different than comedy. So then I started thinking about my own family and the comedy. I'm Italian and the comedy. And so I said, let me try writing. And I mean, I was really intimidated. And so I started writing and we gave it a go and then we tweaked it. And then I worked with the cast and they said, well, how about if you put this in and that in? And then we put it out there and then it was funny. And then the actors were fantastic. And the other thing is everybody says that the actors must be from New York in order to be good. And simply that's not true. I took actors from Connecticut. I took the people that we knew, even from this area, you know, and we experimented. I mean, it was a long process and we had obviously some things that weren't so good and that were good. And if I ever thought that we'd have the success that I had now, I just never thought it would be successful. I don't think my husband thought it would be successful. And a lot of people were actually, I guess when you start something, Joe, a lot of people try to hold you back and tell you that you will not be successful. And I had to close my ears and eyes to those people because they will be rude to you. And so I just kept moving forward even through those people that were kind of mean to me and tell me that you'll fail and you'll fail, you'll fail. And I just moved forward. And so that's a lesson to people that are out there and they don't want to go for their dream. There will be people that will tell you you will fail. And I just moved forward.
Absolutely, though. That's a huge lesson in life, and you are living that, because now 20 years of success with Aspen Dream Productions, that's something that's an amazing accomplishment, and it's not done. It's moving forward. It's continuing forward, and that's so exciting. I'd love to learn about that first production in 1997. Could you tell me a little bit about that first production? How did it go? How did you cast the people, and how has the process changed to now?
The first production was at the Burlington Inn, and it was sold out.
So nothing has changed because your productions sell out. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was sold out. It was the, for better and for worse, the comedy wedding, and it was sold out. And do you know that after 20 years, I have some of the same people?
Wow, that's incredible. Have they taken on ownership of those particular roles?
They have.
They can't imagine somebody else being that particular character.
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I understand that the actors you were describing, the actors who are in Aspen Dream Productions, they actually get paid for their services.
Yes.
This isn't like some other productions where you act and then you leave and it's more of a voluntary thing. This is a situation where the actors are paid for their time, their performance.
Yes, it's a non-equity, but they are paid for their performances. That's correct. And there are so many rehearsals per show, and they're paid for their performances. But yes, they do kind of feel ownership. That's one of the issues or problems when you have this kind of thing, but we work through it. And again, you know, I studied leadership, you know, we have to work through that. So I'm director, producer, writer. So it's definitely a challenge, but that's the type of personality I am.
Now, when you're casting a show today, let's say, as opposed to in 1997, are you thinking of this particular individual actor could play this particular role, or do you kind of mold a role around the individual actor who may have or actress who may have brought something to the table that might be slightly different from what's on the written page?
A little bit of both, Joe. What happens is that over the years, there have been some roles that I fit for people. Sometimes someone will come in and the roles have been fit towards people, but I will work on their strengths. And that's why people actually really enjoy Aspen Dream. If someone's a fantastic singer, I have fit roles for them because I'm like, oh my God, so-and-so will fit towards this role. And I'll actually write a role for them. And so that's why they're like, oh my God, I'm staying with ADP. That's our shortened name for ADP, Aspen Dream Productions.
Very nice.
So they love it. And some people know, they're like, oh, I can't, I can't work this way. This is too hard. I need a script. Everything has to be scripted out for me, and that's it.
Okay. But I assume that if you're dealing with, the audience members and you're dealing with that type of interaction, there's got to be improv. There's got to be some sort of improvisational experience between the individual who are bringing, you know, whatever their experiences are to the table, literally, I guess, and the actors. So they must, have to be able to go off script.
They have to live their role. They have to know who their character is. For example, Sal Minella. He's Uncle Franco's right-hand man. So he has to know his role. He has to know who Uncle Franco is. He has to know who the ex-wife is. He has to know, we also have an FBI agent called Agent Orange. So he has to know who Agent Orange is. He has to know his whole history. So they have to live their role for that entire period of time. And there is improv. They have to go over to the guests. They have to dance with the guests. They have to know the role. And they have to be that man or woman for that entire period of time and never break character. And some people love that. And other people, a couple of actors, really fine actors, they just don't like that.
Well, because that's a very special skill set.
Yes.
You know, there's a skill set of putting on a performance that's specifically crafted and scripted, and you are following that script and then living out that vision. And there's the difference between embodying a particular role and knowing all the information so deeply that you can interact with somebody and still make it funny and interesting with that particular individual.
Right.
And that's some of this. That's the success, because over time, I assume everyone has crafted that experience, and that's what drives the success of Aspen Dream Productions, because the audience comes back for more and more and more.
Right, right, exactly.
And speaking of coming back for more and more and more, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back on Nutmeg Chatter, we're going to continue our discussion with Janice Louise Luckes, the founder of Aspen Dream Production, or ADP, as we're now going to call it, yeah, in just a few moments, right here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. I'm speaking today with Janice Louise Luckes, the owner and founder of Aspen Dream Productions, or ADP. This is a production company that sells out the Lady Catherine Cruises and throughout the Connecticut area. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about your influences, because when you created this particular company, you weren't necessarily saying at the onset, I want to write my own material. You found that writing your own material created a better story, a better product than some of the scripts that you had previously seen.
Yes.
What were some of your influences? Because you liked improvisational humor. Did you like Christopher Guest type movies? Did you like Saturday Night Live? Is there some other type of improvisational experience that you drew from?
I liked Saturday Night Live. I liked watching. There was a number of different influences, I guess, I drew from, but mostly from my own family. And I draw from real life experiences, because what I found is that that's what people will actually relate to.
Sure.
And that's what this whole storyline is about. It's about this Uncle Franco. And I know everybody doesn't have an Uncle Franco. I don't have an Uncle Franco, but I do have an uncle. Mm-hmm. And I do have a family. And we all have a work history. And we all have a family. And so we're not all Italian, but I'm Italian. But we all have a family. And somebody in our family is usually a little off. Somebody. And maybe that's what people relate to when they see this. And so we all go to those weddings where someone in the family is a little bit off. And so that's what they relate to. We have the mama, and mama, her son is not good enough. Her son, no one's good enough for her son, excuse me. So no one's good enough for her son. And so people relate to that. And so she's always there, and she's telling her, the bride isn't good enough for her beautiful son. And so people relate to that. You don't have to be Italian. You could be, you know, any ethnicity. So people relate to that. And so, you know, and the other one, Mobs Murder Mystery. We all get mad at work at some point. You know, the boss is, you know, just not right. And the boss makes a bad call. And why not knock off the boss? And we should be boss. And so that's what that storyline's about. They're simple storylines that we can all relate to.
That's exciting. That's such a great success story that is continuing. What would you like to see into the future? What do you see the future of Aspen Dream Productions as being?
Well, we're looking at expanding. We're going into other states right now and creating other casts. And so that's where we're at right now. And we're creating other casts in other states.
Would it be like a touring company, or would it be a specific, like a New York, let's say, for example, a New York cast for New York Productions and a Massachusetts cast for Massachusetts Productions? Is that what you're describing?
Well, that's what we're hoping for. Yes, we would probably have some of our folks from Connecticut help teach some of the other casts. Yes.
That's exciting. So whenever you're expanding and growing, that shows that there's a market for this type of idea and entertainment, and people love it. People respond to it. So I think that's a huge success. Janice, how many storylines does Aspen Dream Productions have?
Let's see, we have six of them. We have the most successful one that we have is our comedy wedding, for better and for worse. It's an Italian comedy wedding. And then we have Murder is a Family Business, and that's a murder mystery. We have Halloween Whodunit. We have Class Reunions Can Kill You, Mobs Murder Mystery. We have New Year's Eve Murder Mystery, and we have some other ones that are in the works right now, which we cannot discuss, and Uncle Franco is a very busy man.
Absolutely. So depending on the time of the year, Uncle Franco gets busy with Halloween or New Year's or a wedding. How are these shows booked?
Oh, well, we will book them for corporations, and we also do, most of our work is done for charity events. So we do a number of charity events. We've done $500,000 worth of money that is done for charity events over the last 20 years.
That's wonderful.
Yep. And so they, most of these events that have been done have been for various charity and fundraising events. So this is a wonderful vehicle for any number of these events. And they're very easily done. And it's a lot of fun. And it's done for all age groups. And so it's just a wonderful event and a lot of fun. And it's very, very memorable for all folks. And so folks from any age group really enjoys it.
Let me ask you this, Janice. For people who want to find out more information about Aspen Dream Productions, perhaps because they want to go to a show, or perhaps because they're an actor or actress who wants to join an audition, where would they go to for that information?
Well, it's very simple. They can easily go online. It's aspendreamproductions with an S, .com, and that is our website. So you can go on there, and that'll tell you all about us and our website and how you can find out about auditions. Our auditions are ongoing all the time. So it's aspendreamproductions.com, and we have auditions that are ongoing all the time. And it will also tell you about the shows that are ongoing. We're all over the state of Connecticut, and we are always looking for good people that are willing to work as a team.
And you also have a Facebook page.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So if people are on Facebook, they can find your company as well, correct?
That's correct. So you can go on our Facebook page as well. It's we're also on Facebook. You can like us on Facebook, and you can also see what's going on our Facebook page as well.
Well, thank you. I want to thank you for coming on in and talking to us today about Aspen Dream Productions. This is a company that creates this really entertaining, entertainment for the audience. And the audience clearly responds to it because you do sell out your shows, and you are expanding into other areas, into other states. And I can only see this as growing in the next 20 years.
Thank you so much for the invite, Joe. I really appreciate it. It's very nice of you.
It has been my pleasure and honor. I want to thank Janice Louise Lucas for being here on Nutmeg Chatter. Nutmeg Chatter is a production of WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio.